I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with my funereal friend, Sam Hammond, a.k.a. Vom Cruz. Sam, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Not dead yet.
Not dead yet. As ever, we want to hear from you guys at home about any weird, funny, interesting anecdotes or stories that you've got about death, funerals, anything that usually you wouldn't be allowed to talk about. And it's all in there. It's making you feel anxious. You want to get it out. Anything you want. Have you been to a funeral where all you wanted to do is laugh? Have you been to a funeral where the buffet was not up to scratch? Basically, I say that, Sam, because so far all we've mainly talked about on this is like the wake and the buffets and how shit they are.
I wonder if anyone's ever like met someone and had a cheeky shag at a funeral.
Oh my god, definitely. Yeah. If you shagged someone at a funeral, definitely get in touch. I've definitely got friends who have had cheeky shags behind their partner's backs at weddings, so I wonder if that's happened at funerals. Maybe that's even bleaker than morbid funeral stuff. But anything you've got, any anecdotes, any stories, we'll read out the best stuff. So send it to poditsyourfuneral@gmail.com. That's poditsyourfuneral@gmail.com. But now to our guest. Our guest today is a creative director in the big, bad world of advertising. But most importantly, when not wearing power suits and massive 80s shoulder pads to work, she's one of the funniest people we know. It's Gabby Moster. How are you, Gabs?
Hello, I'm good.
How was your intro? I spent a long time writing about power suits.
I loved it. I wish that I lived up to the shoulder pads. Sadly, yeah. I don't, but I will now. I will buy some.
And you should. And creative director, that's the right thing. I got that from your LinkedIn.
I saw you when I was coming here, actually. I got a view on my profile and it said Barnaby Slater's looked at your LinkedIn.
What a little creep.
Honestly, I'm a bit devastated you haven't done until now.
That's the professional version of sliding into your DMs is going into your LinkedIn profile to try and find out exactly what you do before having you on our podcast.
Now you know.
That's exactly right. So how has your lockdown been? We have to ask. We're still in lockdown, I think, officially. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm, like everyone, I think, either fucking brilliant or subhuman scum is how I would describe it.
You did say that you cried on your way here, so I feel like we should at least tell the audience why that was.
It's the first time I've walked through the city in 5 months. First time I've taken the tube in 5 months. And when I was walking towards the tube, I felt so excited. I felt like I was on a school trip, like I was small and there was plenty opportunity and everything was going to be great. And then I was on the tube, got super nervous, a bit angsty about everyone around me. And then walking through London, just seeing everything closed, and it just made me feel really sad. Yeah. Pubs full, that's cool. So that like made me feel like we are still who we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a real mixed bag.
Zombie apocalypse apart from that.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for getting... I didn't realise we'd be making you get on the tube for the first time to
imagine
come
here. Imagine if you've got COVID, just caught it now just to come on our shitty podcast. But,
and if I die, then this will be beautiful.
Yeah,
this, we are waiting our first deck.
It's all going to come full circle.
Yeah.
So I hope this happens for you both.
Thank you. Yeah, now you can tell us what, you know, get the preparations in place. Yeah.
Now, Gabs, how many funerals off the top of your head have you been to?
I haven't even been to a funeral. I've been to a memorial service, and that's the only one that I've been to in my life.
What's that mean? Is that where you just go and say,
"Yeah,
you were all right, thank you"?
Yeah, I think it's like there wasn't the body, there wasn't the usual stuff. It was just
where was the body?
I don't actually know. I never asked.
In the bin.
I'm going to ask my mom. Maybe, no, it wasn't there. I'll ask.
Okay.
I'll be sure to chase that up.
Wait, for the audience's benefit, Gabby isn't like a 12-year-old girl. Have you never been to a funeral? You're in your 30s, aren't you?
I don't know. I think...
You've been protected.
I think I've been protected from it. I think the really sad truth of that is that I have no experience with this. And so when it starts to happen, I'm not going to live through it. I'm going to fall apart completely because most people have little bits of it throughout their lives. Yeah. And I don't. And
it's been grief.
Be
maybe
awful.
You should get like a really old dog now. That's about to die. And just as a like a way to sort of build up your
like
strength.
Emotional support animal for...
Yeah, but one that's about to die. Like exactly. A terminally ill dog.
Yeah, that's the ultimate emotional support dog where it's literally just supporting you through
but
grief.
I feel like that's what so many... dog adoptions, it's always like how sad the dog can be is how bitter you are as a person. So if it's
it's an ego move really, isn't it? It's, yeah, those adverts where they like Photoshop tears onto the dog.
Wait, are they in your head? I've never seen an advert like that.
Well, I might be imagining it. Yeah.
So but. for someone who's never really thought about this before, I've done nothing but think about death since you guys asked me to come and talk to
Good.
You. So it's been a...
Sorry about that.
Has it affected your work?
It's really affected so much of my life.
So you do a lot of work on the brand Adidas. Is there a lot of death-based stuff coming out?
The mood boards are very dark at the moment. The tone is completely different.
Not as dark as the Nazi past.
Like, keep running so you don't die.
Probably goes with the COVID territory, I would have thought. It's a very dark time. We've talked about this a little bit off air. The reason this podcast exists is because... Sam and I both to some degree fantasized about our own funeral. Would you say before we asked you on this, that's something that has been a part of your life?
No, never. Only the incessant obsession with other people in my life dying, but I don't care about me.
How does that manifest itself then? Like what is in the fear of your family dying, or your closest friends, etc.?
Mainly manifests between 2 and 5 a.m. While I'm trying to have a lovely sleep, and then I wake up and my brain's like, let's think about everyone you love dying.
Yeah.
And then I go through all of that. That's nice.
Well, what does your brain tell you will happen? That you'll, like you were saying before, like you'll just fall apart?
No, my brain just, I think it just said... It presents to me everything that makes me feel loved and whole and then takes it away from me and just goes, ha-ha, how do you feel now?
But you feel shit.
And then I do, and then I wake up and everything's fine.
I need to, I feel at this point, offer you some advice, which is when I can't sleep because I'm thinking too much, I put on a good old-fashioned Nazi documentary, Second World War documentary, or something on plane crashes or ferry capsizes. Maybe that's something to go for.
Yeah.
I mean, equally bleak, but not with your own family.
Not
dying.
Your own bleakness, which is good.
Okay, so you haven't fantasized about your own funeral, which just shows you're not as egotistical as me. That's a shame. But we have asked you here to talk about your own funeral. So, big question, Gabs. How do you envisage it? You've died. I think an important question that we've asked our first couple of guests, actually, and I like it, is when do you envisage yourself dying and how? How old are you? How are you going to die?
There's two ways that I think this will happen. One, really boring generic disease.
Okay.
Like
cancer.
One of the cancers. I don't know, something like that. Or I think, honestly, my heart just might explode from anxiety at some point. Mm. That's it. And it's one of those two
options.
Has that
ever happened to anyone?
I don't know. It feels like it could.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
spontaneous combustion.
If it's happened in the last few months, it's been put down as COVID anyway, because that's what the government are doing. But it's interesting you say your heart, because for me, I only really get anxiety when I'm hungover, and then anything can set me off. But it's a feeling in my stomach for me. But for you, is it like further
it's like
up?
The chest. It's like this. Right. But my heart races, and it can be because of nothing. It can be there is literally one sip too much coffee, and it happens.
Right.
Or because of
Naughty,
genuine
coffee like that.
So
how many
sneaky.
Coffees are you two on a day? Because I'm a non-hot drink drinker, and this is a deal breaker for a lot of people. But what are you guys?
I'm more
on?
Of a tea guy, really. But I will have a coffee if I've not slept well. But if I have a couple too many, I'll start going, I feel scared of something, and I don't know what it is. And I'm not really scared of anything. I've just like got this underlying nasty little shitty fear of something. And it's just a temporary anxiety. But I've found a way of getting rid of it. Actually,
is it cocaine?
I don't know about that actually, Mum. But basically, this is a bit boring, and so I can cut this out of the podcast. But if you do the Wim Hof breathing exercises, like it's proven in certain people to like just cancel anxiety. It takes 11 minutes and I do it and I come out of it and I'm like, I feel, it's like getting high off air.
That's so good, and so cheap.
Yeah, you just get, you lie there and you just do the, you basically hyperventilate in this way he's designed to
do. Are you wanking at the same time?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Surely.
Yeah.
Mum. And then that's the bit mum can hear.
Yeah. No, I've never wanked and I've never done cocaine, mum. But yeah, but that does, it sorts me out. I come out of it and I'm like on a cloud. So yeah, I'll send you a video.
Yeah, please. Have a go. Of yourself doing it.
don't, please don't. No, don't Wim Hof.
Yeah.
Wanking into an ice bucket. Yeah.
So there have been lots of examples. We've done a lot of research on funerals for this. Mm. Plenty of examples of people who have died, had their funeral, and then woken up during the funeral. Again, as an egotist, that to me would be the dream. Like I get to see a bit and hear a bit of my own funeral. Gabs, you?
I think I would probably wake up. The only reason I'd wake up is to just make sure that everyone's okay and having a good time, because I am an eternal people pleaser, and even in my death I would just want to make sure that, like, did I do a good job in dying? Was that up to scratch? Like, are you all cool with it? How are the canapes, whatever? Like, that's the only reason I'd wake up.
Canapes have been a common occurrence, and a actually, common theme in all of this.
I say that and now I'm like, why can't canapes?
Well, so Joey Page, who we interviewed, was all about the important thing at my, we're jumping around a bit, but the important thing about my wake is they've got to be hors d'oeuvres. Is that what he said?
Vol-au-vents.
Vol-au-vents, that's right. Yeah. Vol-au-vents. So the little pastries with prawn cocktails in. It's important to you that everybody at your wake / funeral feels like they're having a good time.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be canapes. I'm now thinking about it, I'm not sure.
Maybe everyone could eat before they get there.
Yeah, I think that's it. Just like be sensible, eat something. Like, I'm not. You're all adults and you're still alive. You can make decisions.
In my head, I have this kind of almost 3D visceral vision of what my funeral looks like. I have an idea of who's going to be crying, who's not going to be crying. As I've mentioned before, the pew full of my ex-girlfriends. Can we, even though you've admitted, you've not really given it a great deal of thought, you're creative. What do you want it to look like?
No, I've now, since this, have given it so much thought.
Good, I hope this has changed your life,
Google Docs about this now. So there's two things. There's like the sincere one, the sincere answer, where I do come across as a nice person. And
give us
there's
both.
The dickhead answer where...
Give us both.
That's the only one.
My true fear is that I mess this up so badly that actually no one ever comes to my funeral because I just...
But you'll be dead, so why do you care?
No, but I'll wake up. We'll decide it. So I think I've really struggled with the idea of everyone sitting down thinking about me and what's happened. I hate attention more than anything.
And does you being in a box at the front of the room equal attention even?
Yeah, I think anything that's about me. I don't like birthdays. The best thing about lockdown was that I wasn't at work on my birthday, so no one could come around with a Colin the Caterpillar cake, and that was great.
So how does that make you feel when that happens then? Like, is it you don't like being centre of attention because you feel embarrassed? Is that how
it is? I feel like, yeah, so embarrassed. And I also feel like I don't deserve it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, I think, so like, deep. It's such a waste of a Colin
the
Caterpillar cake.
I have
cake.
The exact same thing, but I feel like... I can never want to have a birthday, or I don't want anyone to know when it's my birthday, but I feel like I'm putting people out. I'm like,
yeah, you know, that's
I'm like,
how I feel.
I'm like, I don't want someone to feel like they have to come to the pub because it's my birthday. Yeah.
But also,
maybe it's like a deep sense of self-hatred that we have or something like that.
But playing devil's advocate here, Sam, you have been lead singer of bands.
I know, yeah.
And Gabby, you have to regularly pitch and do stuff, public
you're
speaking. So you found...
Yeah, it's about other things, which is what I've always said to you about comedy is you do it for yourself. And that's so hard compared to like... Look at this cool storyboard or script.
Yeah, but everyone who does comedy also has to make a persona for themselves. So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, probably we've all probably got an equal degree of self-hatred. Yeah. But,
every comedian I've ever met hates themselves.
They do. We do. And rightly so. It takes a lot of self-hatred to get up stage and try and persuade people that you're funny.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Especially when you start doing it and you're really not in any way funny, like appalling. Gabby and I have mutual friends who have actually seen me at a gig where I've been dragged off stage by the MC. And I had no idea how we've ever spoken to each other since, to be honest. I've interrupted.
If there was a funeral...
Might there not be?
There might... You know what? I think because I can't do the thing of everyone just sitting down... And I think what's important to me is that I through this, however the event manifests, is that I annoy people so much that they don't miss me. And so I think what I would do is probably some kind of ceremonial group activity, like a group,
team building,
a group run or a group hike.
That's good. Yeah.
And everyone would go and do that. And instead of feeling sad and being still and having pain, they would just be in physical and mental pain. And that is...
Could go paintballing.
They could go paintballing. Yeah. Like a competitive activity. Barnaby knows. But with
paintballing, but with no protective equipment.
Exactly. So I think that
would
be my thing.
That's how they show their
pain. Yeah, that.
All right, that's good,
yeah, that is cool. That's interesting, actually. And so... Would you be willing, serious question, would you be willing to put together a document like in your will? I mean, have you got a will?
No.
I don't have a will, of course not. But if and when you have a will you put in anything for your funeral, do you think?
I don't, you know, it's so interesting.
Do people do that? I don't even know
I
if that's
know.
A thing.
I had a friend who was, she was a very old lady. She died at 95. And this is about...
Not one of those friends.
Eight years ago. Not a naughty friend. No, she was a really good friend of mine for like the last 15 years of her life or something. Anyway, she died, and as old people do. And I was really sad, but I was sad for me, really, because she told me loads of times she wanted to die because she was like, she had an amazing mind, but she was stuck in an old lady's body. And she was like, it's shit, you know. She's like, it takes me ages to walk to the kitchen. So anyway, when she died, I rang her son and I was like, when's the funeral? And he was like... Oh no, she's left instructions that she does not want one. She's not having one. And I was like, I want to go though. You know, yeah. I want to go and I want to go and cry, and I want to go and show how much I loved her. But no, like she was like, fuck you, you're not having one.
But that's so interesting because it's not only about you. Do you need to give people a space to like?
She didn't want to, and I respect that. But you know, it was at the time I was like, no.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, how dare you? I wanna go and cry.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm too practical, but I then wonder what happens with the body and stuff. Like,
she got cremated and then a son took the...
I read this brilliant thing which basically said this person in their will, well, they told all their friends they wanted to be buried, and they told all their family that they wanted to be cremated.
Well, and then it became a fight.
A huge war.
Which
I love.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, yeah, I could totally see that. That's really hilarious. Gabs, of course, you live in Britain, but you're from South Africa. If you were to die over here, then your family, you know, maybe you've outlived your family, but let's say you haven't. Maybe there'd be a tug of war between your friends here and your partner here and your family over there. What would you want? This is your opportunity to tell them what you want. Feel free to cry. That would really help with the ratings.
I know. It would. Oh, I think...
I think you'd have to go back to South Africa.
Oh, yeah. I think that's my home. That's where I come from.
That's where you were peak princess.
Oh, completely. And I need to go back to that, those very true roots. But yeah, I think I love London. And I've been... This is my 10th year here. But in the last few months, and you do start to feel this very weird pull home.
Right.
And... I don't know. I think
is that because things are difficult, do you think?
No, I think it's just a getting older thing. I think it's like the realization of being away from your family for 10 years is huge.
Yeah.
And so you do start thinking about their mortality and through that yours. And I don't put it this way. I don't think I want to die here.
Okay.
You might not have the choice.
Yeah. I mean, that's ruined our plans for the rest of the night.
Why do you think we're on the 29th floor?
yeah, I should tell the audience we are recording on the 29th floor.
It's like a pod snuff.
Yeah, yeah. A snuff pod movie. This is the only podcast so far with the ultimate twist at the end where we record them flying off. Do you know what? It's difficult for me. I mean, Sam, obviously you've moved down from the north, but I grew up in Surrey, so I'm only like half an hour away from home, so there's no bother for me. But it's an interesting point.
I miss the north, like I do, but I mean, it's nothing like I imagine you're missing is. But I miss my friends and family up north and things, but they are literally like two, three hours away, so it's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't miss the rain or the sort of racists. So
no, there is that. Yeah. I mean, although Gabs is from South Africa, so I feel like she could win on this front.
Every time.
But it's a good point, though. Honestly, because if that's not a conversation you've had with your family, then, you know.
I think you're right. I think death is such a scary thing for people to talk about, and people don't. It's such taboo. But it makes me think about putting something together that does sort of just outline what you want, and more like what you don't want, because I don't want a funeral. I don't want everyone there thinking about
but
me.
Like I just said about my friend Carolyn, who died, like say your closest friend or your partner or something, they might want to celebrate you in that way, and if you're dead, do you really mind?
It's about closure for other people.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
And that's really true.
Yeah, or your family, or if you know.
Yeah.
But I would, as a very good friend of yours, I would think it was excellent if you just released like an invite that just said a big fuck you, I'm not having a funeral.
But
go and spend the money on some booze or something.
But if I had to do one, then for everyone else, then I've got some thoughts about that.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. because my next question is, imagining this hypothetical funeral of yours, I find it weird, and I only first learned about it in the film with Macaulay Culkin, My Girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when Dan Aykroyd plays the funeral home person.
Oh, yeah.
That all dead bodies in the coffin get dressed up in like a favorite garment or whatever.
And makeup and things.
And the makeup and stuff. So, yeah. Gabs, like, what are you going for?
In terms of what I'm wearing, I think... I hardly wear anything in my wardrobe because I'm saving it for something.
For your funeral!
That is. So what I want to wear is all of the things that I don't wear layered on top of each other. So I will look like a child in a snowsuit, and it'll be the things I've spent way too much money on and never wearing because I'm just saving for one day, and that will be the day.
Wow.
And then makeup, I will never in my alive being... know how to do the contouring and the face
the Instagramming
architecture.
Should we get someone in to do that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we'll get someone in.
Like,
don't worry.
A Kardashian.
Them or like
an
a
Instagrammer.
Really, really good drag queen. But I want it to be very, very subtle.
We can make that happen. On the flip side with the clothes stuff though, you're going to need a bigger casket. That's going to be expensive.
But I'm going to need a bigger casket for all the things I'm going to put inside of it as well.
Such as all your little knickknacks.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
My other boyfriend.
All of the other little ones. I'm going to put in definitely some snacks because you don't know what's going to happen.
What kind of snacks?
Some cheese, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A cheese board. You're playing for the possibility of you waking up.
Yeah. Little things of wine. Mm-hmm. What else am I going to put
that in? That is very
a fuck ton of Diptyque candles.
All right.
It's going to smell of Diptyque candles fig.
Yeah, or bay.
Love
whatever
it.
It's called.
So we have to move on to the wake, the all important wake. You've been buried in a snowsuit. Or all your clothes that resemble a snowsuit. You've got your Diptyque candles. We've all had a good cry. In my head, it's more been a celebration of your life. There's been some music you love. Perhaps some of your favorite mood boards, your best mood boards have been shown up on the big screen, on the projector at the funeral. And then we all go for the wake. We're filing out of the venue, which, I don't know, we haven't talked about venue. Have you got a venue for your funeral? But you don't really want one, so you've not really thought about it.
You know what? I'm going to say that is part of the document that I pulled together out of us that, yeah, you can choose it.
Okay, we're choosing, so it's at the Dolphin
in
Hackney.
No, that's where my wake is. Oh, I've already decided that.
So we're at the wake. What's important for you at the wake in terms of us? You know, we're a lot of friends. Maybe we don't all know each other. You want us to have a good time. What are the important
factors? I think it's important that the music is so loud that no one can hear each other, because that really helps mitigate against awkwardness.
Yeah.
I think that the stickier the floor, the better.
Good.
I want somewhere really grimy. It's those are the kind of places where I started my life in London.
Yeah.
And that where there's a little bit of where I think I was born. And so to come full circle in that kind of dank, dark place.
And that in itself
really
will
me.
Make a lot of people who have dressed in black suits feel incredibly awkward.
It'll
as
just
well.
Be people bumping into each other the whole night, which again, comedy, a little bit of comedy value. Always
and
helps.
Are there any people there who you particularly don't want to meet each other and therefore were wishing that you could look down on? You could look down on strange conversations. It could be me and your dad. I've never met your dad. It could be an interesting conversation. I'd probably find a way to talk about golf or something.
I think that would probably be the least of my worries, if I'm honest. There's definitely a couple of interactions that would be like bumper cars, but the human versions.
Mm. Human bumper cars.
But again, like, you can't... They can't be all mad. They just need to love each other and
celebrate you.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, all I care about is that basically we're at the Dolphin in Hackney, from what I can hear. My favorite late night Last Chance saloon.
Is
we're celebrating.
Yet?
He'll know if it's
well,
open.
Well, my friend Buzz passed there the other night and said it was open till, it said on the door it was open till 4.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I think it's too soon.
They need to close that down.
I think that's where it all started.
That is the original wet market.
Yeah. London's wet market. It really is. Somebody fucked a bat in there, didn't they?
I'd love to see, because you know Donald Trump's calling
worst
it the
things
China.
Have happened in there.
Donald Trump's calling it the China virus. I love it if he's calling it the
dolphin
virus. Yeah, but I mean, genuinely, I would love to go to a funeral or a memorial at the D. That would be incredible.
One time, I think, I don't know if we were there together, but there was a wedding reception.
Yeah.
That was cool. She was wearing a full white dress that was not white.
It's not by the end of dancing to Warren G. Yeah. Regulate at 3 a.m. It's eminently believable that if I were to ever get married or have a funeral, I would have it there. Mm. I've spent some of my greatest hours in the middle of the night there. And then
the worst hours afterwards.
And then the wake would have to be at North Carolina Pizza next door. Now, for anyone listening who's not from London or Hackney, basically this is just the dirtiest, dingiest dive bar. And it's got an amazing social media presence. Check out the Dolphin Pub Hackney on Twitter.
This podcast is sponsored by the Dolphin.
Oh my God, my dream. Talk about my fucking dream. And then there's a place next door to it, which is like a proper dingy pizza place called North Carolina.
I've been
pizza.
In the Dolphin with you and you've suddenly disappeared, and then I've walked
That's
outside and I've just
trick.
Seen your head in there in the pizza shop.
What pizza do you go for?
Oh, I don't think it really matters at that time of night what you go
point.
For. You'd point for like a number 3 or whatever. Yeah. So music's important to you. Any ideas what songs you might have played at this hypothetical funeral?
I am very confused when it comes to music. So I think it would be a probably quite a confusing mix of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, the boss.
Leonard Cohen.
Very sad. Hallelujah.
And so good. And maybe...
It's a bit long, Hallelujah, though, isn't it? You're going to make people sad. What if you need a piss and you're at your funeral? It's about fucking 15 minutes long.
Oh, typical Gabby. I'm desperate for the toilet.
For fuck's sake.
And then what else? Because it was also about injecting a sense of annoyingness through it. I think I would probably just...
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
No, like, have on loop the most precocious podcasts I listen to, just playing and playing and yeah. playing. And again, people will just be like,
this one,
I miss her, but thank fuck she's dead. Because
yeah. no these are all she banged on about.
Share with me their favorite podcast at 3 a.m.
My mate
she
told
always
me a,
did.
My mate told me a bleak tale. Her dad's a vicar. Said in like the early 2000s that every time like a child died in their community, like it happens sometimes, the music there played at the funeral, the big tune was Crazy Frog.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
Ring, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Because oh kids God. Love that Crazy Frog. And then if a child
what
dies.
What would it be now? Would it, are you? What about WAP?
Yeah, that's that. New, that's that new song that everyone's talking about.
The children probably do like it, don't they? Yeah.
So wait, sorry. So at funerals of kids, the Crazy Frog song would play because that was the kids' favorite song. Yeah,
like, I think now would be Baby Shark.
Yeah, maybe. It depends how young the kid is, but yeah.
Or if they got killed
depends
by
what
a shark.
Happens. Yeah.
But in my head, the worry is, imagine you're just passing the church.
Yeah. And like,
you know, and you look in
going on?
And you just, all you hear is the Crazy Frog.
Do you remember when it knocked Coldplay off the number one spot?
Sounds amazing.
It was a glorious day.
Sounds amazing. That was like in the real early days of phone ringtones.
Yeah, polyphonic.
Polyphonic ringtones.
That was when the music ended and people were just like, we don't give a fuck about music anymore. We want like something that sounds good on my phone, and that's that.
And we're going to end the music industry in the most fucked up way.
There's also what I would like is if I do... we're already established. I have a giant coffin. There are these amazing guys in Ghana that are called the funeral dancers. And you can hire... I'd probably need about 12 to 15, but I think normally you'd have about 8. And they come to your ceremony or your funeral, and they literally just, they carry your coffin down the road and they just dance.
While dancing?
While carrying it.
Those guys that have gone viral?
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, they're great.
How do they dance while carrying a
coffin? I saw one of them where they dropped it. Yeah, it wasn't good, but...
But did they keep the dance going? That's the important thing.
They've picked it up and carried on, yeah. They, you know, they're professionals.
I wonder how much they I mean, how cynical am I, but I wonder how much they cost. I wonder if they've got more expensive since they went viral.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. The suits got better.
You're going to have to leave enough in your estate for the... What are they called?
The
Ghanaian
funeral
dancers.
Funeral boys.
Funeral.
It's getting... In my head, it's getting sexier. Gabs, to go along with your hypothetical funeral, I'm giving you a hypothetical gravestone.
Ooh.
What would you have written on... your hypothetical gravestone? Not wanting to be center of attention. I'm imagining it to be quite subtle.
I think so. I think maybe something subtle, but a little bit... maybe something just like, wish you were here.
That's nice.
Because that's it's nice, but it's also saying,
Pink Floyd song.
I wish you were dead as well. And that's...
Very nice.
I'm
and
half
is it one
nice,
of those-
half... Horrible.
Yeah. Is it one of those gravestones that has like a picture of you on it? Do you see those?
Oh no, it's got a very, very ornate weeping angel on top.
Wow.
If it's not wish you were here, then I think it could be something like live, laugh, die.
Yeah. Live, laugh, die. With the weeping angel. Can I offer potential of like photoshopping my face onto the angel's
Absolutely.
Face?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely. You already have a face of an angel. It's perfect.
He does. He's a little cherub, isn't he?
My guy.
There's a gravestone in the cemetery where my grandparents are, and I saw it when I went to visit them once. And it's got like a embossed photograph of the guy who died next to his caravan, and it says he loved caravans.
Oh, I love that.
It was like Jeff, whatever, loved caravans. Have you seen what they do in Tibet?
Is this the sky one?
Yeah, they just like throw grandma in the field and then let vultures eat her.
See,
that's what they do. But I think it's, they see it as an act of compassion and charity, like to nature. The vultures take her up to the sky.
What if we do that in London with foxes? So you can just leave my corpse in the street.
Yeah.
And then a load of foxes can come and take me away.
That'd be great, yeah.
I think it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
What if they don't? How long would you have to be? I mean, you know, eventually a bin man's going to have
to kick me in the canal.
Yeah. I can. The canal around East London is somewhere I could definitely see you drifting
for a few bodies in there already.
100%. Yeah,
there must be. I've seen EastEnders. They all get thrown in the canal. Gabs, really enjoyed this. The last question that we ask everyone, important one. How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for making people feel important and for being... funnier than most other people.
Yeah, that's the important one, isn't it?
And I've done that in the wrong order.
You made us feel important by coming on our podcast.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Competitive funniness is very important. Gabs, is there anything you'd like to let our audience know, where they can see you, what you do, anything like that? You don't care.
You're not established that I
don't
want to
be center of attention.
In any way.
Don't ever look her up. She's not even
on LinkedIn.
She's not an official human, but yeah, if you go on LinkedIn, she'll see you. Guys, please do subscribe to It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating in Apple Podcasts or listen to us wherever you want, Spotify, Acast, whatever. Send us your funny funeral stories. As I said at the beginning, the email address is podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Also, do follow at Vom Cruise on Instagram for all your meme love. And have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous, almost all about getting inside the bubble of the weird world of fame. And check us out next time, guys. Thanks so much for listening to It's Your Funeral. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.